This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programmes, click on to dwworld.de.
Turkey is a secular state, but has always been deeply influenced by Islam, the religion of the vast majority of the people. That influence has increased over the last few years with the coming to power of a government led by moderate Islamists. So it's a historic decision that the government has taken in announcing that hundreds of properties seized from non-Muslims, mostly Christians and Jews, over the past 70 years, are to be returned. And as Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul, the move will certainly help Turkey's bid to join the European Union.
At a dinner attended by the leaders of the country's Christian and Jewish faiths, Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan said the decision to return hundreds of properties to non-Muslim communities was about righting a wrong.
Temel hak ve özgürlükler asla.
The times when a citizen of ours would be oppressed due to his religious, ethnic origin or different way of life are over. This is not about doing a favour. This is about rectifying an injustice. The hundreds of properties to be returned include churches, cemeteries and synagogues, as well as schools. If the properties had already been sold to a third party, then the state would reimburse the original owners with the market value. Many of the properties were seized as far back as 1936, when restrictions over ownership of property by non-Muslims were first introduced. The restitution of the properties was welcomed by Istanbul's head rabbi, Ishak Halavar. This is an historical day. We saw today the beautiful light of the Ottoman Empire is continuing. We are thankful to God, he said. Decades of discrimination has seen population figures of Turkey's non-Muslim minorities fall from millions to only a few hundred thousand today. Present-day Istanbul was once Constantinople, the former center of Christianity. Today, the city is still home to the spiritual leadership of the Orthodox Church. But since the birth of the Turkish Republic after the First World War, they have faced discrimination. Property restitution is now of crucial importance, according to political scientist Cengiz Aktar.
It's landmark. It's an extremely important move by the government. Symbolically speaking, it's very important. It is a decision which is catch up with the lack of justice of 75 years. So this is a total reversal of this attitude whereby the non-Muslims were considered sometimes openly as foreigners.
The decision will help to ease Turkey's much-strained relations with Europe. The return of the properties has been a key demand of the European Union, which Turkey is seeking to join. The treatment of the non-Muslim minorities remains a key concern. Both the EU and the US are calling on the government to reopen Istanbul's Halki Seminary, belonging to the Greek Orthodox Church. US Secretary of State Hillary Clinton raised the issue again last month during her visit to Turkey.
I hope that sometime soon we can see the reopening of the Halki Seminary. That highlights Turkey's strength of democracy and its leadership in a changing region.
But the Turkish government is still refusing, saying Greece has to make reciprocal concessions in its treatment of its Muslim minority. Claims of discrimination and state employment of non-Muslims also remains a common complaint. But the return of properties is still seen as a powerful gesture of reconciliation. Dorian Jones, Deutsche Welle Radio, Istanbul.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the programme. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.